Hello there. Although this tutorial primarily concerns complete control users, other Logic users may find it of use anyway. Today I will show you where you put the files when you want to use the mouth, the finger, molecular, and Prism and Razor vocoder. On your Mac, there are some folders in /library, and designates your own user folder. So what we're going to do here is do Command-Shift-G.
Go to folder, window, /library/, go to the folder, combo box, enter a path.
And you can see, you can hear that there's some text already inserted here.
/lib/.
I'm going to show you what that looks like.
/library/.
It's important that you actually put the capital letter for the library because it's case sensitive and it won't work if you don't. So let's go into library.
Library, window, list view, table.
Then we go to audio.
Accounts folder.
I'm just typing Assistant audio here.
Audio folder. Open selection. List view, table.
Presets.
Presets folder. Open selection. List view.
Native instruments.
Native instruments folder. Open selection. List.
Now we're looking for a folder called Reactor 6 MFX. If we don't see that, then we have to do a few other things to make that possible.
Ask Reactor 6 folder. Replica XT folder. Reactor 6 folder.
Okay, we don't have Reactor 6 MFX, and I've removed it for this demonstration. So what we need to now do is I'm going to go back into Logic here.
Logic Pro X, untitled, tracks, window, lists, pop-up button.
Now, what I've got is I've actually got a blank complete control track in front of me. Playing the keyboard, nothing's happening. I'm going to change this to Reactor 6 MFX. And in doing so, this folder will be automatically generated by Logic in the relevant folder. And then all we need to do is copy the files into it. So I'm going to go...
Menu.
Click on this list button. AU MIDI controlled effects.
All MIDI controlled effects. Submenu.
Native instruments.
Native instruments.
And go R.
Reactor 6 MFX. Submenu. Reactor 5FX. Reactor 6 MFX.
Just checking I'm on the right one. Let's go in here.
Reactor 6 M stereo. Mono. Stereo.
And I want stereo. And now the folder has been generated. So if I command tab back into the window where we were previously.
Finder. RC40. Reactor 6 folder. Reactor 6 MFX folder.
We can now see that instead of Reactor 6 followed by
Replica XT,
we have a folder in the middle called
Reactor 6 MFX.
Reactor 6 MFX. This is great. If you have already instantiated Reactor, then you can skip that step that I showed you previously about instantiating Reactor. If you don't, then you're going to need to do that. Or you can just make the folder if you can type it very carefully enough. It's better to just instantiate the plugin anyway, though, just for safety's sake. Now, let's show you something. I'm going to go back into Logic.
Logic Pro X sidechain manual. Pop-up
button. I'm going to this manual button.
Menu.
I'm going to go up.
Factory presets. Delete. Dim. Save as default.
Nothing to see here. In the factory presets, we're going to see nothing.
Factory presets. Submenu. Factory presets. Submenu checkmark. Pres 0. Empty. Pres 1. Empty.
All empty.
Manual. Pop-up.
This is actually understandable.
Finder.
We're back in Finder now, and now we need to go to the Complete Control Dropbox in this case. So I'm going to take you there, and we're going to copy some of these presets into the Reactor 6 MFX folder. First of all, let me get
Native
into the Reactor 6 folder.
Reactor 6 MFX folder. Open selection. List view. Table.
Right, it's empty. Let me do Command N for a new Finder window.
New Finder.
Command Shift H for Home for Dropbox.
Home. Dropbox folder. Open selection.
Complete. I'm typing it.
Open selection.
Presets
folder. Open select. All folder.
AU.
Today. Open selection.
And there are some. There are a few folders with presets in them.
Andre folder. Open
so in here
selection.
There is
Prism or preset find, Razor vocoder or preset find.
So I'm going to do Command A, Command C. I'm going to copy the prism.au presets and Razor vocoder AU presets to the clipboard.
Select copy to items.
I'm going to do Command accent to change the windows.
Cycle through windows. Reactor 6 MFX window.
And I'm going to paste them. Not copy, not cut them, just paste.
Paste to items.
Now we need to go back to the previous window.
Andre window, enclosing.
And we need to go to the
EZG
folder because he's put the other ones in as well.
Open selection.
So here
molecular
we are.
Or press the finger or molecular or the finger or press the mouth or press Final Cut Pro.
These three I want to copy again to the clipboard.
Three copy three items.
This time I can close this window with Command W.
Close window. Reactor 6.
And paste.
Paste three items.
These items. Now let's go back to Logic.
Logic Pro.
And as far as I know, this is automatically refreshed.
Site manual.
So if I go into the manual here.
Menu, save as default, save as load elit, copy, previous, next, factory, the mouth, the finger, Razor vocoder, prism, molecular, press, man, save as default.
Do we see? These have presets have just simply appeared in the manual pop-up menu where there was none before.
Molecular, prism.
So let's, as a test.
Razor vocoder, the finger.
Let's try setting up the finger to work correctly. Here's the finger.
The finger, checked.
It's now instantiated. And now, I need to set my sidechain.
Side none. Pop-up button. Menu check input 1. Input 3.
In this case, input 3.
Input 3, check.
It's now listening to input 3. And I will now turn down my microphone. And even though there is no preset set, yep, the keys currently don't work. Now, ordinarily with a Logic project, when you do something like this, it is very straightforward. All you need to do is just press your left and right bracket keys. This won't work in this case because it will actually cycle through the presets outside of the factory folder, the submenu that we saw earlier.
Sidechain.
Let me show you.
The finger. Pop-up button.
That is now selected, as we hear. Instead of saying manual, it says the finger. But if I were to press the right bracket key, it would actually switch to another plugin, probably the Razor Vocoder or something else in alphabetical order. So what we first need to do once we've picked this plugin is go into
menu.
The menu.
Factory presets.
To factory presets.
Factory presets. Submenu checkmark. Pre-zero. Init. The pre's one. Press. The finger. Pop-up checkmark. Pre-zero. Init. The finger.
Even though it says checkmark init pre's one or preset one.
Pre's one. Single. Checkmark. Pre-zero.
Sorry, press zero. We need preset one.
Pre's one. Single.
Single.
Pre's one. Single.
So I've actually gone forward in the presets a little bit because these early ones don't seem to do much with the keyboard. They might only do things when the transport is engaged. I've gone to one that I know works called...
Sidechain replayer. Pop-up button.
Replayer. Now, if I play keys on the keyboard, it is actually when I play keys. And they will do all sorts of weird and weird things. So that is the finger. And we have also, we've just put those in place with very little effort ourselves. And you can now go off and have fun and play with these other plugins that we've now put in place. So I hope you've had fun listening to this crazy demonstration. And if you have any more questions, like normal, get in touch the normal ways through WhatsApp, through email, onj.louis@gmail.com, or tweet me at onjmusic. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.